From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I don't know, Adams. The radical Palestinian group Islamic Jihad has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing today in Jerusalem. Three people were injured by flying glass. The bomber was the only fatality. Despite this latest bombing, Israel did not immediately resume the airstrikes that have killed two Palestinians and destroyed security buildings in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has asked for more time to round up militants, and Israel has agreed to a short respite. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli police say this morning suicide bomb went off as the bomber crossed the street outside the Citadel David Hotel, formerly the Hilton. The hotel sits just yards from the walled Old City of Jerusalem. There were prominent officials staying at the hotel, including Jerusalem Mayor Ehud Olmert and Internal Security Minister Uzi Landau. Police spokesman Superintendent Gil Kleiman told Israel Radio that it's not clear if the bomber had meant to wait until he reached the hotel before setting off the bomb.
The speculation that we have right now is as to why he blew himself up there, which was not a very crowded area at the time of morning, is that either the bomb had blown up prematurely or that he noticed a group of policemen who were standing there stationed at that area, and because for some reason he decided to set the bomb off then.
Palestinian Minister Ziad Abu Zayed said Yasser Arafat and the Palestinian Authority oppose any attack that targets civilians.
We condemn the suicide attacks in Jerusalem during the last few days, and we condemn this act of today, and we believe that they cause great damage to the Palestinian national interest, because our strategy is a strategy of peace.
The skies over the West Bank and Gaza Strip were filled with storm clouds today, but not Israeli missiles. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres says the government has suspended its airstrikes for 12 hours. Arafat asked for more time to show that he's serious about cracking down on the Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants that claimed responsibility for the recent wave of attacks that left 26 Israelis dead. Peres gave Arafat a list of 36 terrorists that Israel would like to see behind bars. Estimates of the arrests made so far range from 130 to more than 150, but Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer says only one is considered a leading terrorist.
Well, they have arrested 100. They are not from the first row and the second row, and not in the third row, okay? Among those who have been arrested, there is only one who is considered by us that a serious one or considerable one. Once they will do that, then we'll know if he's serious or not.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon got some good news from the Labour Party today. The party put off until December 17th the decision on whether to pull out of Sharon's unity government. A number of labor ministers are ready to bolt over the recent airstrikes. On the other hand, the pressure is now once again squarely on Yasser Arafat to risk further weakening his sagging popularity by rounding up important militants. Palestinian analyst Hazir Tamourian says as far as the average Palestinian can tell, Arafat's policy of dealing with Israel has only made the situation worse.
The single most powerful pressure on the mind of Yasser Arafat has to be the conviction of his people that Israel did not behave as a true partner in peace over the past few years. While it talked peace to the Palestinians, it went on to grab more of their land for Jewish settlers.
Still, all the external pressure on Arafat is aimed at getting him to take a tough stand against militant Palestinians, and do it quickly. Late tonight, Palestinians announced that the founder of the Hamas faction, Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, had been placed under house arrest. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.